Morgan, here we are again, bringing our lives into your lives. Think first we'd like to sort of, I wouldn't call it a public apology.
No, we've got nothing to apologise for.
We've got nothing to hide, but I think overall our last podcast was our most controversial.
I think we just want to sum it up for the people that didn't really get it.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand it. It wasn't my favourite. I mean, I hadn't eaten in several minutes. I was feeling a bit dizzy. You know, I hadn't slept too well. And I think I might have been talking bollocks.
Well, I don't think I was talking bollocks, but I did notice that I did feel like I was a woman that had been dumped.
Yeah.
And as you know, you've subscribed, which, yeah, if you have subscribed, well done. You know, good for you.
Yeah.
Excellent. Because other people just go on the bandwagon. They, yeah, just download one or two.
They just
the
sort
subscribers.
Of
oh, James and Graham, they're doing a thing on the internet. They're having a chat over the internet. Oh, it's, yeah, going to be really interesting. Yeah. But then
on the first, it's fine. And on the sixth, they'll say, well, I didn't have any time.
Yeah.
You've got plenty of time, people.
Yeah. So anyway, we're just apologising for talking a load of blabbering crap. Unlike now.
Sort of.
Yeah.
But we're not apologising for the songs.
No.
The songs were good.
The songs were wicked. And okay, we found them hilarious.
Yeah.
Alright? We don't care what you find hilarious. It's us doing it at the end of the day. So, there. You're all... What should we call them? That's not too insulting, but it's quite insulting.
Care Bears that have missed their sell-by date.
Yeah. You're all sort of rotten and soggy.
Yeah.
You
just
smell
cartoons
like urine
from the 80s that we don't need now. We're not computer graphics,
you're not,
people.
You're not relevant to our current lifestyle.
Yeah, you're getting beaten by the Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls, they were sick.
I know. Oh.
Did you ever watch, like, the cartoons? On,
yeah.
Did you ever watch Johnny,
yeah,
Bravo?
Yeah.
They've got a channel.
Because they all look the same.
Yeah, they all look
and you could
the
tell
same.
They're the same kind of humour, but Powerpuff Girls were amazing.
Yeah, but did you watch Cow and Chicken?
Yeah.
That was...
I know, Cow and Chicken was the first, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. The first one. The first one was Dexter's Laboratory.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I watched Cow and Chicken a few days ago, and I was sick to my stomach. It was absolutely disgusting, the thing that was going on there.
Really?
Because she's got big, swollen udders that pulse. And, I mean, I think... The little chicken man was sort of like forced into her nose, and then she lactated all over him.
Yeah,
it was a children's TV show.
It is
show.
Messy stuff in,
yeah,
the Cow and Chicken universe. It's, you know, I wouldn't say gory, but it definitely isn't, you know, a picnic and a
it's
nice park.
Revolting.
Well,
it's vomit inducing.
Okay.
I'd call it
right.
That's what I'd personally say. Sorry, I'm clapping again. We won't bring that back.
We're not going to clap.
No, them. No. Well, yeah. I mean, I might. It helps me prove my points.
You can click. I know I can't.
You can't click. Give
no.
it a go.
Yeah?
Oh,
did you hear that? So, yeah, I'll do it again, close to the mic.
Don't flick the mic.
Yeah? I'm not flicking the mic. I'm merely trying to click.
Can you whistle?
No.
Can't whistle.
Can I'll try whistling. Nothing came out.
Can you wiggle your ears?
You can tell them if I can or not.
Yeah, oh wow. That's really good wiggling of the ears there.
Yeah, yeah. I can't.
Yeah. So if you got any kind of like funny bodily. I can do that. Well, I can do it. Oh,
I
wow.
don't get. Yeah, when I roll my tongue, it doesn't even get rolled.
What happens to it?
It's like a Swiss roll nightmare.
So
I was going to say masterpiece.
But yeah, but that
sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
That'd be great. James probably has a Swiss roll masterpiece in his mouth.
Well, look,
can you
that.
Do it? Oh, no, that looks more like an oyster.
Yeah, but it's impressive, isn't it? Yeah.
Generally, my body just isn't malleable. I'm not Mr. Stretch.
No.
Oh,
Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong.
But let's not go into Stretch Armstrong. I never had
what?
A Stretch Armstrong.
No? I had one.
I had
I was very scared.
I had a cheap knockoff. And someone twisted it, and all the weird grey, brown gel spewed all over my hands, and I felt like a sticky dream. And it was disgusting.
That was a bit nausea.
Sorry.
But... with Stretch Armstrong, just before we go on to something else, completely about,
yeah,
not about our childhoods.
Yeah, sorry.
I was always very scared that you
now.
Saw it in the advert and it would be stretched to massive amounts,
yeah,
and it looked fine. And you'd do it yourself,
yeah,
and you'd be very worried,
yeah,
that the hand would just flick back and hit you in the head or
no,
something.
No, it wouldn't, because it was all...
No. I was petrified of my Stretch Armstrong.
Well, that's because you're a pussy and you're scared of everything.
Well, that could be the case.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it could be a bit of a... No, that is the case.
Yeah.
There's no other reason.
And I'm not going to argue. You're clapping now.
I wasn't a clap.
I'm not. You did. You clapped. All I heard was you go, well, and I'm not having any of that.
I never clap. Yeah? If I actually clap, a kitten dies. Hope you enjoyed that. Now we're on to a more serious note.
Yeah. Bringing it down to the bare bones of our consciousness.
Reality.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. James Bond.
007, Casino Royale, a reboot of the series, sort of
it's
like...
It's not a reboot, for Christ's sake. It Why is. Do you keep calling it a reboot? It's a remake.
It's not a remake.
It's not a reboot.
It's not a reboot.
It's not a reboot. A reboot would mean they started it again.
Right. They did.
No, they didn't.
They did.
In what way did they start it again?
Okay.
Oh, we're going to delete the old movie and remake it. It's not a reboot.
You know Batman Begins?
Yeah.
That was a reboot.
That's not a reboot. That's a reinterpretation.
Okay. This is a reinterpretation of the classic British spy agent James Bond, who recently was a bit pants.
Yeah.
Sort of how Batman went when he was all rubber nipples.
Yeah.
James Bond was all Halle Berry.
Yeah.
So now, James Bond is pretty cool. He's blonde. He's Daniel Craig, who was in the excellent... Layer cake.
Yeah, and but he keeps wearing those funny little pants.
I know, that's a bit weird about this, is he's extremely built up.
Yeah.
James Bond has never looked like a wrestler before.
No.
In the ocean.
Well,
he only
James
looks built
Bond...
up when he's in the ocean, as if he put it on just for that one scene.
James Bond, your mission today is to walk around in the ocean wearing little pants and holding a gun whilst wearing a watch.
Oh, really? Do you think I need to get tanned for that?
That sounds really hot.
I think I'll get my eyebrows waxed.
But I won't shave properly.
Mm.
Need a bit of stubble.
Hey, maybe I'll get some Italian chick to be my girl in the movie. And that's the kind of thing that's going to happen tonight, because it opens today.
Yeah, it opens today. Historic moment right here.
Now... It is a reinterpretation. It is pretending that none of the other films exist.
No.
Or is in another dimension. I don't know. But they have kept certain things, you know.
Like what?
Judi Dench is still M.
Oh, brilliant.
You know?
Love her.
That's it.
The Americans like her, don't they?
Yeah. No, but that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
They've not got
everything
John,
else
John
new.
Cleese playing R or
no,
P.
No, there's
or
no Q in this.
There's no gadgets.
There's
in
no
there.
Gadgets.
That's
it's
bullshit.
It's actually, this one is all about James Bond beating people up.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've seen the trailer, it looks nasty. And Daniel Craig has gone out in public swearing about how much she's been through.
Well, I mean, the trailer looked a bit stupid. It looked like some weird, like, art house film. It's all, where is the answer?
You have to go to the toilet.
And then we have to buy a truck.
But we don't want to go there because everywhere is made of CDs.
And it's ridiculous.
I love art house films. But that's another problem. The way they're handling it, they're not handling it well. Now... It's from the director of GoldenEye, which is best James Bond film.
Yeah,
well,
the best. Yeah, no. It's the best James Bond film.
Yeah, actually,
I don't care if you're like, oh,
not best of the series. Well, maybe in some opinion, but as a film, based around other, compared to other films, it's the best film.
You know?
It has a plot.
Yeah, plot.
Yeah, that's important. It's got plot. So this one should be quite good. Same director, good writer. Writer of Crash has rewritten it.
Yeah, I mean they've got to make some big changes considering that all the trailers for the last three James Bond movies have just been.
Look at him. He's surfing on an
Where are
mountain.
My clothes?
And then it wasn't too
this trailer is all where is it? Where are the CDs?
I don't understand the concepts.
Whoa. But the way they're advertising it, it just doesn't look good. Okay, it doesn't look like an action film. It looks like an Apple Mac.
It looks like a long conversation.
It doesn't look like. I mean, and it should be quite an action film. It's got that free jumping rubbish.
Oh, I love all that
stuff.
Did you ever try it when it came on TV? Did you ever try and like jump off a?
Yeah, I did. I did definitely do one of those things where you do a hopscotch over a pillar. That was as far as I went. I mean, we know people. Our friend Ahmed, he jumps around in London,
off
buildings
it.
And things. You have to think to yourself. Would I want to jump to that building?
Do I really need to go there?
You
it's
know,
a bank.
I've seen the first Matrix film. You know, I know how that ends.
Yeah.
I know where that goes. I'll probably fall.
Yeah.
Whereas he is all, I'm Monkey Man, you know?
He is Monkey Man.
I'm that
he
guy.
Can,
I'm
he can do that
yeah.
holding onto a lamppost and then standing straight or whatever.
Yeah.
That's quite impressive.
He can make himself a flagpole. Like, that's what, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, whatever.
But that's what,
what's
that's
the technical
one of the,
terms.
Sorry. That's one of the things they've got in the new James Bond movie. They've got the world champion, because there is one now.
Or the Frenchman.
Yeah, he's quite French.
Yeah.
He's quite the
French. Yeah.
Jumping around. He's chasing him in a construction site, and there's some big jump from a crane. But are you looking forward to it?
I don't know. I mean, I think it'll be good. I mean, I like the big Christmas movie. You know, we had Lord of the Rings for 3 years, then we had King Kong...
Yeah.
Now, you know, Peter Jackson's lost weight and can't move around. We've got James Bond, which is a bit the opposite. But I've been looking forward to it for... Well, I haven't really been looking forward to it because I really, really hate James Bond.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Only like Goldeneye.
Why do you hate James Bond?
Because I think he's a wanker.
Tell me what you said about Sean Connery the other day.
Okay. There's a scene, I think in Goldfinger, where he says possibly the most sexist, misogynist thing that I've ever seen happen in a movie. Unless you're saying, you're a woman and I think you're bollocks. He's talking to, some woman in a swimsuit. She's got a weird ass because it's the 60s.
As they do.
Yeah. And he's talking to her being, I'm going to phone you later. And then, a bad man comes up to him who thinks he's a good man. But
probably French.
Yeah, probably French. Or, no, they're all like Colombian, aren't they?
Well, I like to think all the bad men in the world are French.
All right, all the French are evil.
Yeah.
And basically, he starts talking to him, and then he sort of clocks on that the woman's still next to him, and he turns around to her and he says, "Man talk." Right, and then she starts walking off, and he smacks her in the arse. And I thought, my God, that's the most ridiculous thing I've seen in my life.
Now, see, when I try that kind of thing on buses these days, it's not a good. It doesn't lead to a good sight, a good scene, really.
They don't leave; they stay there and scream, don't they?
Yeah, they stay there and they start talking.
Yeah,
which is the opposite of what you want.
Yeah, they could just leave and not say anything.
You know, they could be all, "Well, he slapped me in the arse."
That's quite funny.
It's obviously the sign to go.
Yeah,
but no. That's how things have changed.
Yeah.
And that's why we've got a new James Bond.
Yeah.
He's
a James Bond who walks around in little pants.
I get the feeling it's maybe there's some bits for the gay audience.
Yeah.
Because
the gay audience.
Those pants are very small.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're smaller than Sean Connery's.
But
back
they're
in
not
the day.
Really hiding much.
No.
As no. you can
it's
very
fair
clearly
to
see.
Say you probably can see his balls.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'd have to search.
I don't want to do that, personally. I'm sure a lot of women would.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig is quite foxy in their terms.
In their terms?
Yep.
Well, if you think he's foxy, it's in your terms too, mate.
No, I don't think he's quite foxy. I think he reminds me more of like my dad, if my dad had blonde hair and was James Bond.
And look completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's English.
Yeah, he's English.
So there's the connection.
All Englishmen are the same.
But leave us some comments after you've seen the film, which you obviously will.
Yeah, because everyone
will. It'll be big.
Everybody's seen it. Yeah, if you see it, let us know. Maybe we can...
we'll follow it up, maybe.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah,
I'll give you a...
Oh, we should do, like, a review section.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
We'll write a review of it once we've seen it.
No, we won't write it. I'm not writing anything, mate.
I'll write a review of it.
Yeah,
once we've seen it.
That's more like it.
That's the
what
scene.
I like to hear.
Okay.
Right, time to do a little bit more of the podcast here, Graham.
Hey, you came in there.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I was going to come in. I had a... Quite a speech.
Right,
never mind.
Okay, hold on. I didn't come in.
Okay. Whoa there, kids. What's popping?
Yeah, that was really funny, Graham. Right. Have you got anything you'd like to talk about today, Graham? Have you got anything on your mind?
I thought it was on my mind.
You thought it was what?
I was going to say I thought that was pretty cool.
Right.
What's your accent for
okay,
street level?
Right.
Like?
Do it again.
All right. Yo, bitch.
Hang on, I've got to come over to the other side of the room for a minute.
You know, I think he quite liked that.
Should
I go into stand-up?
Well, oh yeah, yeah.
Because,
well,
if you're laughing that much.
Well, I mean, say you're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Right? It's pretty hard, right? What would be your shtick? What's your opening gambit?
Opening gambit?
Yeah.
He's from the X-Men, isn't he?
No. I mean... Like, in a figure of speech. What's your opening line if you're a stand-up comedian? Because who knows? One day, who's a big comedy man?
I don't know. Jimmy Carr?
Jimmy Carr. No, I don't like
that.
He's that bloke with a funny collar. And he's bald. And he's got
Harry Hill?
Oh, he's funny. What if he hears this and he goes, "Well, they're really funny. Why don't they be on the telly?"
Okay. Right, so if Harry Hill signs me up to ITV and I have a luxurious life with Parkinson,
yeah.
My opening line would be, "Hi there, I'm Graham Lees, and I'm obviously Chinese."
Yeah.
Hey.
And then
I would just do tons of racist jokes.
Yeah.
Which, by the time I am a stand-up, everyone will love.
Yeah, they'll be all
right. In America, they're all over it. So Sarah Silverman, who talks like this, with big pauses, really slowly, all her jokes are racist.
Yeah. I mean, eventually, you probably won't be able to do that. I mean, once China are the major superpower, I think we might have to give it a rest, you know what I mean? Yeah,
one day.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't be saying that so optimistically.
Really?
It's not going to be good. But saying that, I think before they become a superpower, racism will be a big thing in comedy.
Racism? What's your view on racism in comedy? I mean,
in general. You know, obviously, it's disgusting.
We think it's bad, but in comedy, what's your take on it? You know you find it funny.
You know, it always depends on the context. But generally, I feel if people can laugh at themselves, you know, I'm laughing.
But generally, it isn't people laughing at themselves. It's just generally people laughing at other people.
Well, that's the same thing in my mind.
They're all people. Yeah. That's the attitude to have.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're all human beings.
We've all got the same skin.
If you're a white man laughing at a black man, you're just another man laughing at another man.
Exactly.
I think that's the attitude.
Even if the Chinese are involved.
Yeah.
What would be your first line of a stand-up?
I've thought about this. And I know that Matt Jones finds it funny. So, I mean, I'm willing.
Yeah.
Matt Jones is a popular friend of ours. Okay, so I come up there, right? And you know how, like, stand-up comedians are a bit deadpan?
Yeah.
Right?
So like Jack D.
Yeah, but I won't do it like quite deadpan. Do a bit stupid deadpan. I think that's my whole shtick, right? So I come out and I say, surely kissing a sheep is a lot worse than having sex with it. Because if you have sex with a sheep, it just means you really want to have sex with something. But if you kiss a sheep, it means that you're in love with it.
And would you say this to an audience in Wales?
Yeah, I'd say it's.
Or would you change your routine? How do you feel about controversial comedy?
If I was in Wales, I'd probably come out and say, "Oh, the English, they're all wankers, aren't they? Mm. They all stink like their own faces, which is horrible.
I can't believe they fuck chickens."
Yeah, that's what they do in
England.
That's
what they think.
And they wear those stupid brush things on their heads like the soldiers.
Mm. But some would say that stand-up can be a bit torturous when you're not getting the good vibes off the crowd.
Yeah.
Back to torture. There is a torture scene in the new James Bond, which we went through earlier, that had to be cut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not going to go into details because it's actually quite disgusting.
Go on, tell us.
Well, man, chair, bottoms out, so it's just on the corner bit. You know, there's some razor wire connected with another big man around his...
his balls.
Undies.
Can I tell you what? Funny story, little anecdote for you. I had a friend. I call him a friend.
Have you ever met him?
In a way, yes. But, you know, I sort of probably more heard about him.
Okay.
Probably imagined him.
Like Ralph from Woolworths.
Yeah, a bit like him.
Yeah.
He's a funny little character. Isn't he? Let's say it was Ralph.
Yeah.
So Ralph, he's not actually 18. He's 70. And back in the 1950s, he was arrested for crimes against humanity, but he didn't commit them. He didn't commit them.
I love those kind of films.
It was the naughty man from the bulldozer shop.
That's not even a film.
I know.
It's exciting.
It's real life. Definitely real, right? And he got arrested and taken to, name a camp where they torture you.
What? Like
super camp.
Yeah.
And then he got put in a chair right there, and they didn't even ask him any questions. They didn't say, "Are you guilty? Are you innocent?" He didn't say anything, right? And they put him in a chair, and they tortured him. I don't know how they did it, because I can't think that much.
Water torture?
No. It was sort of like he because no, because that's going mad, isn't it?
Hmm.
He was tortured in a way that he was sort of like constantly on the edge of death, but he was still alive. It didn't really hurt.
Ah, right? Like being tickled forever.
No, because he wasn't all. He was more just sort of like right. So then he was sitting there, and he was being tortured, and he got tortured for 20 years, right? And you know how when you're on the edge of death, your life flashes before your eyes, right? His life flashed before his eyes. Because the death was so slow, it flashed before his eyes in real time, right? So, you know, he sort of, like, was there, and then he got born, and then, like, you know, he was sort of, like, couldn't really see for a few days, and then he could sort of start hearing, developing things, right? So it was slowly, it was going on, then he was, you know, he was 6 years old, and then he was 15 years old, having a wank in the bus. And then it went further and further and further and further until he actually, 20 years later, he's got arrested for the crime against humanity that he didn't commit, right? And he's the life flashing before his eyes is still going on, so he's like going through the torture, but the torture involves him having his life flash before his eyes, and it goes back and he can see what's going on ages ago, and then eventually he went mad.
I mean, that kind of reminds me of the cat sea fish episode that I went through last podcast.
Why?
As in, you're going to have to draw a diagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't really draw
but
a diagram.
But no, that's quite...
I
mean, you want to keep that in the quiet because some TV producer
yeah.
is going to pick that up.
I know.
Yeah? It's going to be the next Lost.
It's time for break. Crazy Man.
Mm, back and back and back.
Really slow death boy.
He's got amazing hair, though. Maybe it'll be a woman.
And beautiful... No, it won't be a woman.
Could be a woman.
No.
You know what they do these days? What? It could even be a dog. Lassie, back to the Force.
Wishbone. Remember Wishbone?
Yeah, didn't yeah, we watch?
Funny.
Funny dogs. Beethoven's third.
Oh, I'm not watching all that bollocks. Oh, yeah, see, I hate shows about dogs.
I hate shows about animals in general.
Yeah.
Other than Arthur.
In fact, do you ever watch Keenan and Kel?
Yeah.
My least favourite episode of Keenan and Kel is the one where they have to look after those parakeets. It's a rubbish episode.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, to be honest.
You're so... blanchily.
I know, I'm quite blanchily, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like a white sauce.
Yeah.
You've got to thicken me up with corn flour.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's time for us to say goodbye to the general viewing public.
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed this, because this is what it's going to be like.
Yeah, we
now.
Hope you enjoyed it a bit more than last time. We put loads of effort into this one, for Christ's sake.
For days.
If you're going to leave a comment on our...
Write your bloody name.
Yeah, just say, oh, my name's Jeremy, Mr. Anonymous. We know who you are. Well, we don't. But we pretend to know who you are, and one day we'll find you and we'll leave an anonymous note that says, we're going to kill you tomorrow, and you'll die.
Exactly.
That's all I've got to say about that.
Yeah. I'm going to close this one up. Okay. Thank you for listening.
Take them out on a high note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next podcast, we might even go somewhere.
Whoa.
Maybe.
Don't give them ideas.
You know?
Don't
maybe,
give them
or maybe we'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Clever.
Yeah.
Clever.
So enjoy. Hope you watch James Bond. Hope you listen to this.
Yeah.
Hope you subscribe.
Subscribe.
And I hope you leave some comments with your name.
Yeah.
And we don't mind negative comments.
Yeah, we don't mind negative comments are fine.
We've incorporated them into this.
Yeah, and we're trying to learn, we're trying to develop, we're trying to grow.
Yeah.
We're trying to gestate.
Yeah.
But we can only do that with your help.
We can only gyrate with your help.
Hmm.
Okay. So thank you for listening.
We love every single one of you.
Goodbye. See you later.
Graham,
yeah?
Could you just take a seat with me, please?
Yeah, sure. What do you want to talk about?
I think I'd like to talk about today's podcast. So, how do you think it went?
Oh, I think it was quite good.
Really?
I'm optimistic.
Yeah, you think it went well?
I think they'll like it.
You don't think anything was...
I love James Bond.
You don't think anything was amiss? Well, I don't like James Bond.
I know. But I think we were that to their advantage.
No, and I'm sick of this partnership being one way. You know what I mean?
Well, I think I give as much as I
do. Look, when I'm talking to you, I don't want you to interrupt me.
Right.
I'm trying to make a point. No. When I'm trying to make a point...
Look!
When I'm trying to make a point, I want to be able to make it without you interrupting me. Right? Now... I don't want to talk about James Bond in the future.
No interrupting at all.
I don't want to talk about James Bond in the future, right? And I'm sick and tired of you throwing things in left field without consulting me beforehand, without planning what we're going to say, just throwing things in. I don't know how to respond. I want this to go places. What about you now? How do you feel about it?
I think we're going places.
Do you have any plans for success?
That's a few.
You have to understand that this is not about us and this is not about you. This is about me. This is about me making it in television. This is about me becoming a singer. This is about me becoming a poet slash writer.
Hey, I thought this was about us.
It's not about...
When we started this podcast, yeah, it was about us. Whatever it's changed to, Project Mayhem, yeah, I want in.
Look, I have plans for the future. I have a future vision. I have eagle sight. All right?
Look,
and I can see.
Look, my glasses are just as good as yours.
Look, I don't need glasses. I've got my third eye, and it's looking out with its eagle vision out on the clear road ahead, and it hasn't got anything to do with you. I can drive, and I don't need you to give me a lift. All right?
Let me just get this one thing clear. There is no road near here. We're in a room.
Look, if we leave the house, then we're on a road. All right?
Not all roads lead to nowhere.
No, all roads lead to somewhere.
Well, I think
what are you talking about?
I think you're being stupid.
Look, no, this is just the kind of thing I'm talking about.
I think you're being a complete idiot.
You're being an idiot.
And I think you should.
What was all that bloody Stretch Armstrong stuff? I don't care about your Stretch Armstrong. I don't want you talking about it to me on my spare time. I give up my spare time to come in and do all this bollocks, and all I've got to use, oh, my Stretch Armstrong. I don't care.
But it was scary.
It wasn't scary. It was a toy. Toys aren't scary. They're there for pleasure and for happiness.
Yeah, but not all toys are for pleasure.
Look, I can't be Mr. Funny Man if you're going to be a wanker all the time and start talking about your toys. If it doesn't change, it's finished. All right? It's finished. How do you feel about that, Mr. Nutmeg?
How dare you? You know how I feel about that name.
What? I really don't care. I've come to the end of my tether, and if you want to carry this on, it's going to be up to you to make the effort, all right?
Well, I think you should just leave.
Look,
I fucking will leave then.
There. Bastard, you smell like bollocks. Hey,
Mr. Nutmeg.
I think that went pretty well, actually. Considering.